Hey, tonight is Monday night, January 6th. This is the Gemara Shir. We're up to Moed Katan, Yutes Amud Beis. Okay, Rabotai, we're on Daf Yutes Amud Beis. And the Gemara is in the midst of expanding upon the machloikis between Rav and Rav Sheshes on the one hand, and Tanaim, the Tanakama, and Abba Shaul. So if you remember correctly, Rav said that although somebody who buries someone 3 days before Yom Tov, then batla minena gzereshiva, and then if he buries him 8 days before Yom Tov, batla minena gzereshloshe. Rav said that the only thing that is canceled are the gzeros, the rules and regulations of the shloshim are cancelled. But in theory, the days have not been wiped off the map completely. In what way have the days not been wiped off completely? That if this person who became an avel 8 days ago, and it is now Erev Yom Tov, which enables him to take a shave on Erev Yom Tov, and if he chooses not to do so for some reason, under those circumstances, after Yom Tov, the 30 days will be reenacted and he will be prohibited from taking a shave 30 days after Yom Tov. So in that respect, although the gzeros of Shloshim came to an end as it encountered Yom Tov, nonetheless, the days have not been totally eradicated. That's Rav's opinion. Rav Sheshes says, no, just as the gzeros are completely eliminated and the yomim are completely eliminated in the first halacha, namely, that just as long as you have 3 days of Shiva prior to Yom Tov, and now it's the fourth day and it's Yom Tov, Erev Yom Tov is the fourth day, Yom Tov will be mevatel not only the rules and regulations of Shiva, but the entire Shiva will be eliminated. Whether he takes a bath or not, we don't care. That's it. Yom Tov comes, there's no longer any trace of the four remaining days of the Shiva. So just as there's no trace of the four remaining days of the Shiva, so too there is no trace of the remaining days of the Shloshim when the burial takes place 8 days before Yom Tov. Erev Yom Tov is down number 8. Now Yom Tov is Mevato the Shloshim. Not only is it Mevato the rules and regulations of Shloshim, it also is Mevatel the days itself. And even if somebody does not take a shave Erev Yom Tov, he is permitted to shave after Yom Tov, as soon as Yom Tov is over. And why does Rav say that the days continue? Because the only reason why we are going to ever claim that you should, the reason why we're going to allow you to take a shave on Erev Yom Tov is Kedei Shehu Lo Yikones L'Regel Kishu Menuva. That's why we would allow him to shave on Erev Yom Tov. Because in theory, I could say, what is Mevatel the Shloshim? What aspect is Mevatel the Shloshim? Yom Tov is Mevatel the Shloshim. Well, when does Yom Tov start? Not an Erev Yom Tov. Yom Tov starts at night. So why should you be permitted to take a shave on Erev Yom Tov? Only because we don't want you to look like a slob on Yom Tov. That's the only reason. Not because the Shloshim theoretically have already come to an end. They haven't, because Yom Tov hasn't started. And if this guy doesn't take advantage of our license to shave, and he decided not to take a shave on Erev Yontif, and as a result, he was Nichnas LeYontov Kishahu Minuval, he entered into Yontif looking like a slavo. So the Rabbanon are upset at him and say, okay, buddy, we are now going to saddle you with the prohibition of shaving throughout the Shloshim after Yontif. That's Rav's opinion.
And if he shaves before Yontif?
Then it's no problem.
And then after Yontif he can shave?
100%, yes. It's only under those circumstances, says Rav and the Tanakam of the Mishnah.
So it's not really butlu or lo butlu. It's just a matter of, why would you use that terminology?
Because it means that there is still some halachic ramification to a period of Shloshim Yom under a certain condition. That's what it means. Lo butlu, it means there is a concept still of observing Shloshim even after Yontif. That's why. What's wrong with the?
And I would formulate it much differently.
What?
I wouldn't use. It's not a. It's a matter that the Rabbanim punish. I would use the word knas. I wouldn't say butlu.
Okay. The fact is that they are not butlu. That's all. Now comes the reason. The reason is because they wanted to punish him.
That's like the reasons after the fact.
But the no shaving was born out of the fact that he's an avil. That's where it originated from.
Okay.
So now you can't use that. Just because it's being, but it's a betela of the fact that it started with Avelis.
When Yontif is batal shiva, can you shave for Yontif also?
No, because you still have shloishim.
Right, so in other words,
Yontif can only be mevatel one at a time.
So you could argue maybe you want to go shave anyway because you're not going to Yontif as a minimal.
No, that's when you're not allowed to. The halacha doesn't allow you to shave. But if the halacha allows you to shave, chachamim don't want you to, and they made a consideration. They knew that you were going to be able to shave on Yom Tov. Therefore, they said, do it Erev Yontif. When you just terminate the Shiva, you can't shave on Yontif. So there's no considerations to apply.
What about on the case of Sukkot?
A what? No. According to one opinion, it is. But we don't paskin like him. Like the Rabbeinu Chaim, we mentioned that much. Yes.
Why are the Chachamim concerned about the way you look on the
Shiva? Shloshim still exists. You're just being punished.
That's what the Rav always asks. He said they would be. Because the reason why they weren't concerned is because nobody took a shave every single day. You went to the barber once a week, once every 2 weeks. That's what you did. Nobody had an electric shaver. You went to the barber. So when you took a shave, Erev Yontif, you were now covered throughout the entire Yom Tov.
The best you're going to get.
What?
That's the best you're going to get.
Right, exactly.
It was the standard at the time.
Right.
Okay. Going back to this, if he would say lo butlu, not only would I would say that the Shloshim still exist, and we're going to apply all the rules of Shloshim to you, that's what lo butlu to mean. By just saying that this one item of shaving applies to you, it's not that Shloshim...
No, Tosha said it applies to Gilua, to Rechitza, and to Kippus also.
What that
Tosha said that.
I know, but we don't hold that Shloshim actually does that.
That's true. But assuming that it would, Tosis has now extended it not only to Gilua. Assuming that, obviously, Tosis held that it does apply. Yeah. Now, then the Gemara on the top of the page of your test said that this seems to be a machloikis to Tanakama and Abasho, a Mishnaic machloikis, where the Tanakama said the same thing, and Abashol said, no. No, that's where we're up to. So, if you read the Gemara again, v'hatanya we learned in a brisa hakover es meso shlosha yamim kodem laregel bat lahimenu gzeres shiva shmona yamim kodem laregel. If the person buried him 8 days before the yontov, bat lahimenu gzeres shloshim u'megaleach erev yah haregel. Take a shave erev yontov. In Loki lech erev haregel, if he did not take a shave erev Yom Tov, asur legalech achar haregel. Abishol omer no, mutu legalech al haregel. shekeshen shemitzvah shloshim mivatelas gzeru shiva, kach mitzvah shiva mivatelas gzeru shloshim. So just as on the first end, if you buried the person 3 days before Yom Tov, and he observed 3 days of Shiva, now the Shiva is totally terminated, and after Yom Tov, there is no remnant of the 4 remaining days. So too, when you bury the guy 8 days before, there is no remnant to the Shloshim, regardless as to whether he shaved Erev Yom Tov or not. So if you take the... Now, if you look at Rashi in our Gemara, on our Gemara, Rashi just says, Shekeshem Shigzeiras top line, Shekzeiras Shloshim Mivatel Shiva, the Chikavar Meso Shloshim Theregal in Yashim, Kach Zeiras Shiva Mivatel Shloshim, the Chikavar Meso Shiva Yam in Kadam Regal, Batam in Zeiras Shloshim, the Afilu Logilech Erev Haregal Migalech Achar Haregal. All Rashi does here in our Gemara is explain what the words mean without giving any logic, any explanation. He just explains what the words mean. That according to Abba Shaul, we compare just as what? Just as what? Just as the Shiva is terminated by having 3 days observed before Yom Tov, so too, Shloshim is terminated by observing day number 8 before Yom Tov. However, Rashi on the Rif is a little more expansive. I bracketed it for you. And there are Kisve Yashan, old manuscripts, which actually had what the Rashi on the Rif out was printed right in the Gemara. They were older manuscripts, but ours does not. So here Rashi says, Migaleach be'erev haregel, shekishem shemitzvas gimel, heichod nohak gimel yomam avelus kodem haregel, that where he observed 3 days before Yom Tov, Mivatelis Xerus Zion, the Hossam Leka Lamemar Gilach Velo Gilach. There, this is what Rashi did not hit. Can anybody blame him for not taking a shave on Erev Yontif under those circumstances? The guy died 4 days ago. So he had 3 days of Shiva. Now it's Erev Yontif, day number 4 of the Shiva. So the Mishnah says that Yontif will be Mevata. Can we hold him accountable for not taking a shave today?
Isn't he still with Torah?
What?
Wouldn't he still be considered a Torah?
No, he's still going to be Asur, yeah. Because the Shloshim haven't passed. That's what Rashi says. The Ha'asur, we can't Ha'asam Leka Lameimar Gilach V'lo Gilach. We can't hold him accountable that he didn't shave or he did shave. Why? The ha'asur vaday legaleah, because there is no doubt that he cannot take a shave on Erev Yom Tov. So we can't fault him for not shaving on Erev Yom Tov. Why can't we fault him? Because he's not allowed to take a shave. However, tach mitzvahs shiva shekavro zayin yamin kodem haregel mivatelas gzeru shloshim ben gilach ben lo gilach. Just as by the Shiva, we will not make a distinction whether he shaved or did not shave, so too, by the Shloshim, we will not make any distinction whether he shaved or he didn't shave.
He's explaining Abba
Shaul. That's exactly, he's explaining Abba Shaul.
Okay.
But he's not just translating the way we did. He's adding something here. He's adding what he considers Rashi does logic. What's the logic of Abba Shaul in his comparison of Shiva to Shloshim? Just as we cannot have any ta'anot against this person after the Shiva, why he did not shave on Erev Yontif, we can't have any complaints. Why can't we have any complaints? Because he's not allowed to. But nonetheless, we are not going to hold him accountable by mere fact that he did not shave on Erev Yom Tov, and we're not going to saddle onto him four extra days of Shiva after Yom Tov because he didn't take a haircut or a shave on Erev Yom Tov. So too by Shloshim. Now, where he did have the opportunity to shave, whether he did or he did not, just as by Shiva, whether he did or did not, we will not saddle him with any knas, any fine, any prohibition when Yom Tov is over for an additional 30 days.
We don't say necessarily.
No, that's the Gemara's next
one. That's terrible logic.
What?
That's terrible logic.
So ask the Ritva's question. The Ritva didn't express it that way. It's terrible logic. Express it halachically. Why is the comparison from Shloshim to Shiva not valid the way Rashi framed it?
Because of Shiva, you didn't have an option.
Ritva will use the famous halacha.
He gets no credit for it.
Done in Efshar, Mishai Efshar. You can't learn out the halacha of Shloshim. It's apples and oranges. There, by the Shloshim, the choice was his, whether to take a shave on Erev Yom Tov or not. And if somebody chooses not to, he doesn't care how he's going to look on Yom Tov itself, so the Rabbanan are pretty mad at him. They are going to fine him and say, 30 more days, no shaving. But how do you learn that out? By virtue of the fact that we didn't fine him for not shaving after the Shiva. He had no choice. Even if he wanted to shave, you're not allowed to shave after the Shiva until after the Shloshim, or till Yom Tov is Mevata the Shloshim. So how can you compare one to the other? That's the Ritva's question. Let's take a look at page 2.
You have to give him credit for he didn't do anything.
The hard down reading.
He's got a low plug over here.
Kimo shemitzvah shloshim mivatalas gzeira shiva perush rashi zal. So if you look at the note on the number 514, it says Rashi by the Rif and Kisvei Yashan. He knows, the editor who wrote this, published this edition, knows that Rashi didn't say this in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, and therefore you're going to say, what's the Ritva asking the Kasha Rashi? Didn't say it. What does he say? Shekashem shegzeira shloshim mivatelas gzeira shiva afal pi shelo gilaf erev haregel sheharei eino yachol ligaleach midin gzeira slamiv. You can't yet shave on that erev yom tov after the shiva. Why not? Because the shloshim haven't come yet, or haven't come to an end yet. The shloshim haven't come. Kach mitzvah shmone mivatelos gzeiras lamed. So too the mitzvah of observing shloshim for day number 8 mivatelos gzeiras lamed afal pishelo gilach erev haregel. Ve'eino nachon klal. Using Moshe's language. What exactly did you say?
I'm not saying it's on the tape.
What did he say?
He said Elom Tom Varel.
That's almost what he said. She'eino nachon klal. She'ein lemeidin efshar mishei efshar. You can't compare the status of the Shloshim where the choice was his and learn out that we don't find him from the case of Shiva where the choice was not his. The regel haba legimel lo ba leolam lahafsik iser giluach. When a Yom Tov arrives after Shiva, the Yom Tov is not empowered to what? Not empowered to terminate the iser of shloshim, the iser of taking a shave. It's not empowered to do so. Elohachi perusho. Therefore, says the Ritva, I'll tell you what's running through Abba Shaul's mind. Hachi perusho. Shekeshem shegzeiras gimel mivateles gzeiras zayin ki begimel eino rochets kidamrino lekaman she'asa berechitza ad ha'erev kilomar ad ha'layla kidapirish rashi zal v'rabbeinu Yitzchak zal v'nimtza nichnas l'regel kishehu minuval al korcho. Namely, that al pi din, when is the person permitted to take a bath after Yom Tov arrives? After Yom Tov arrives, you're allowed to take a bath. You can't take a bath on Erev Yom Tov because you need the Yom Tov to be mevatel the Shiva. And here, the Chachamim did not have to what? Make any accommodations for him. They did not have to make any accommodations. Why didn't they have to make an accommodation like they did by the Shloishim with the haircut? Because you're allowed to take a bath on Yom Tov. You're allowed to take a shower on Yom Tov. You can bathe on Yom Tov. So therefore, v'nimtza nichnas l'regel kishehu minuval, v'gam besoch haregel im lo rachtza lirchot, lo rachtza lirchot harushus biyado. Even though he is allowed to take a bath on Yom Tov, are we compelling him to do so? No. No one ever said that if you fail to take a bath when on Yom Tov, no one ever said that after Yom Tov you have to observe 4 more days of Shiva when you're now allowed to what? Take a bath. No one ever said that. So too, say the Chachamim, says Abba Shol, in relationship to what? To haircut. Namely, Kach inyin lamid haregel mafsik v'afal pi shahoye yochol ligalech me'erev yom tov o besoch haregel im chal shvi shelo b'shabbos migalech l'achar hamoed. So if the seventh day came out when? On Shabbos. So then there was nothing, there was no possibility of when taking a shave on Erev Yom Tov. So when is he allowed to take the shave? On Yom Tov itself. We learned that in the previous parak. He's allowed to. And if he doesn't, we are not going to penalize him, just as by the Shiva, we do not penalize him for failure to take a bath. For the failure to take the bath. That's how the Ritva learns. Not haircut or shave to shave, because that makes no sense. Because after the Shiva, shaving is prohibited. So he had no choice, no option. But options for bathing, he does have. And just as we don't punish him for failing to take care of the option of bathing after the Shiva, so too we will not punish him for taking advantage of the what? For the failure to take a haircut or a shave on Erev Yom Tov. That's how the Ritva learns this. Yeah.
Why do we need this logic? What question are we trying to figure out?
What's the logic? In what way do we compare Shloshim to the Shiva?
Okay, well, all we need to know is whether it's Mevatel or not Mevatel.
But why is it not Mevatel? Why is one Mevatel normally? Rav had said it's not Mevatel because you didn't take advantage of the Heter.
Okay.
So he wants to counter that. Just as you didn't take care of the Heter, advantage of the Heter by Shiva, so too if you don't take advantage by Shloshim.
I don't need logic to tell me. If the Halacha tells me that Yom Tov is Mevatel, then it's Mevatel. The fact
qualify that halacha. What does it mean Yom Tov is mevatel? Only the halachos, not the days. That's how Rav interpreted it.
But the way it's formulated in the Brisa is much better. It's not really mevatel or not. It's still mevatel.
Same thing.
But then the words are, it doesn't say lo mevatel, im lo gileach be'aregel, asher lo legaleach. It's completely external. It's a separate issue that the guy didn't do something correctly.
Okay, perhaps you're right. If you're 100% right, Tosfos would have no question, why didn't the Gemara just say kitanoi? As it often does. Right. We made that raise that last week.
Right.
If it was so differently formulated, then what's Tosfos asking? It's different. Tosfos obviously thought that the two are identical. Rav and the Tanakhama, Rav Sheshes and Abba Shol. Now, the Ritva makes a very broad statement that you're allowed to bathe on Yom Tov. And nobody here jumped up and said, what do you mean, are you allowed to bathe on Yom Tov? Who said you're allowed to bathe on Yom Tov?
Did he say yantav or chol moed?
What?
Did he say yantav or didn't he?
No, he said, okay, good, that's good, good point. Maybe he meant chol moed. Okay, that's a good point. I'm not going to challenge that. Maybe he means chol moed. No one ever said there's an isa rechitza on chol moed.
But he says ara erev. Ara erev.
Right, I know. That's why I translated that. Ad ha'erev means until the night time. Till the night.
But he says it.
What?
The report says that black and white. Klomar ad ha'laila.
Ad ha'laila. That means on yantiv, you're allowed to shave. You're allowed to take a bath. So
no,
the truth...
No, he doesn't imply that. He says that you can't take it before yantiv.
For yantiv. But he didn't say you're allowed to do it on yantiv. He didn't say it black.
No,
but
he
implies it. There's no doubt. So there is a Gemara in Beitza that says that is a machloikus between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai as to whether or not you're allowed to boil water for anything other than drinking. This is the famous machloikus, whether we say mitoich. Is there a halacha of mitoich? That's the number one list that you have to know, think of the 150 things you have to know to fool everybody that you're a Talmud Chacham. It's only 150 things. It's on my list. Every kid in my class knows it. We keep adding to the list, taking off the list. So number one on the list is Mitoich. You got to know Mitoich. What does it mean? Shammai says, indeed, you're only allowed to boil water for drinking. You're only allowed to carry food to eat. But you can't carry your talus on Yom Tov. Can't carry your keys on Yom Tov. Can't carry a baby on Yom Tov. Shammai says, Oichel Nefesh is Oichel Nefesh and nothing else. Hillel creates the halacha, Mitov Shehutra Litzorich Oichel Nefesh, Hutra Nami Shelo Litzorich Oichel Nefesh. If something is permitted Litzorich Oichel Nefesh, you're also allowed to use that malacha Shelo Litzorich. So therefore, Hillel says you can carry a baby, you can carry a talus, carry your keys, and you're allowed to boil up water just to wash yourself. Says the Gemara, you're only allowed to wash panav, yadav, raglav, hands, feet, and face. But you cannot wash, take a shower, boil up water for a full bath. Cannot. Why? Because you need a davar hashaveh l'chol nefesh. A benefit, a pleasure that everybody considers indispensable. I like this. Everybody has to consider. Not everybody in the time of the Gemara felt compelled to take a shower or a bath every single day. They didn't do that. You know, according to Chazal, the way I understood that people went at best once a week. Every day they didn't do so. So the Rabbanan said, since it's not a davar shaveh l'chol nefesh, bathing with your whole body is asur midrabanan, and is mighty. Tosfos claims it's even asur midoraisa, and that the heter of oichel nefesh does not apply unless it's davar hashavah l'chol nefesh. Right, and that's the way it's recorded in Shulchan Aruch, and that's the way Klal Yisrael basically was nobody until the Rav came around, and the Rav said that in today's day and age, in our day and age, shower is considered a davar hashavah l'chol nefesh. We can't go 7 days without a shower. Can't do it. It's impossible. And therefore, he said, you're allowed to take a shower on Yom Tov with boil up hot water for taking a shower. So we today would claim, that's according to the Ritva, when the Ritva says to bathe, what does he mean? Just panav yadav raglav. That's all it would mean. Today, we would say that somebody who had the situation of Avelus would be permitted to take a full shower on Yom Tov because that's considered davar hashava l'chol nefesh. People are waiting for a courageous posek today to use this halach of davar hashava l'chol nefesh to prohibit smoking on Yom Tov. They're waiting for somebody with a little courage. So Rav Moshe considered it, but he didn't go all the way. In one of his tshuvas, he says, it's not the best thing, blah, blah, blah. But he didn't say it's asur, because it's not davar hashavah l'chol nefesh. First of all, it was just getting started that time. Today, I would say the overwhelming majority of American citizens don't smoke today. Well, some do, but it's not davar hashava l'chol nefesh. And therefore it should be usur for those who want to smoke on Yontif. Yeah?
I remember in yeshiva we had many of our rebbeim who would light up the cigarette during shir.
Of course.
So, but you know, it wasn't...
Things changed.
Yeah, well, it was after a while where we started hearing Rabbanim saying that they relied on the pasuk Ushmartim Esnafshem Ma'od, that was the only mitzvah that word Ma'od, and therefore applied that to it. So, this is what we have...
You know what Rabbi Moshe wrote about people who smoke? Shomer Pasayim Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will watch the fools. That's what he wrote. But he didn't want to prohibit it. Today, at least on Yontif, it should be Asur all the time. A real courageous Pesach would say, it's Asur midda'oraisa to smoke because you're putting your life in danger. But the Chala Pachas on Yontif, not to light up.
Who would be such a Pesach when you say a courageous Pesach?
Courageous. Whoever wants to be courageous. What? He says that? You're not allowed to smoke on Yontif?
On any day.
Okay. Yeah. It had it been Chacham Obadiah, though, it would have a different impact. Yeah. Different impact.
Yeah.
You were talking about Beisola Beishamai, about carrying the baby or whatever, but isn't there the concept of Chai Naisei Satsmai?
Yes.
So
only if he can walk.
Only once he can
walk. Once he can walk, then Chai Naisei Satsmai. But a baby can't walk. Can't say Chai Naisei Satsmai. Yeah, good. That's point number one. The Ritva. Then, now, comes along the Gemara, and here comes your question. Asks the Gemara, says the Gemara, Shiva? The Braisa says, Kishem she kach mitzah Shiva mivatelas. Veho anan shmonotanan. We actually learned that what? You need 8 days, not 7 days. Answers the Gemara, Kasava Abashol, Mitzis Hayon Kikulo, Vyom Shvi'i Olele Lukan Ulukan. That the last day of the Shiva counts as what? As the last day of the Shiva, plus first day of the Shloshim. Now, there is a machloikis. I forgot to put this on the sheet, but there is such a machloikis between the Rabbeinu Chananel and other Rishonim as to how far does this go that it's Ole Lekan U Lekan. I'll present the two sides, and then I'll tell you the Rabbeinu Chananel is the Machmir and other Rishonim are the Maker. You could say that Ole Lekan U Lekan means that the Isurim of Shiva have come to an end. And now we only begin with what? We're only saddled with what? The Isurim of Shloshim. That's one thing. So in order to, let's say, take a bath, you don't have to wait until the next day to take a bath. Whenever we apply Mitzvah Sayon Kekulo, after that, you're allowed to take a bath of it. But it's not that what? That day is really day number 8 already. It's not really day number 8. It's still day number 7. And when will day number 8 technically take place? Tomorrow. And therefore, when you are counting to the Shiva, excuse me, counting to the Shloshim, you have to wait until day number 30, literally day number 30. However, other Rishonim say no. Oila Lukan Ulukan means what? It already starts to count. So from the day of death, how many days are you... when is the Shloshim going to really end?
29.
Day number 29. And on day number 29, you're allowed to take a shave. That's a machloikis between the Rabbeinu Chananel, who is Machmir, and says that which we say mixes hayon kikulo is only in relationship to terminating the Shiva halacha and beginning the observance of Shloshim. But it does not mean that this is day number 8 on the calendar. And you have to wait 30 days complete from death to terminate the shloshim. And other Rishonim disagree with the Rabbeinu Hananel.
So it's also the difference between the gzera and the counting of the day.
It's like
in a sense.
Yeah, in a sense. In a sense, yes, that's a very good analogy of looking at it. That is correct.
Can you explain that?
Yes. It's a day, using the Gemara's language, it's mevatel the gzeros, but the day is still here.
Okay.
It's still day number Shiva, and the gzeros of Shiva are gone. That's a cute, yes, cute way of doing that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and the ones who say that it's not, I'll tell you who it is, it's Toisvis in the name of Rabbeinu Yom Tov. Toisvis in the name of Rabbeinu Yom Tov says you're allowed to do it that. In fact, Toisvis here quotes that Rabbeinu Yom Tov, right here. Tois, look, Asya Pera Pera on your Tesamid Beis, we're not up to the Gemara yet, but Toisvis quotes it. Harav Rabbeinu Yontov Piresh, Kevon de Kaim, about three quarters of the way down. Kevon de Kaimelon Mitzas Yom Shiva Kikulo, Veola Lakanu Lakan, Mitzas Hayoin Kikulo, Veyochol Ligaleach Biyom Esrim Vetisha. Therefore, when does the Shiva technically end? On the 29th day. So after Mitzas Hayoin of the 29th, you can now take a shave and a haircut. For the Tosfos, Harav, Lo Piresh Kain, though I'm leaning Shehe Yom Shiva L'Shnei Yamim leaning Shloishim Yain. Tosfos says, "No, you don't split up the day. You split up the Nihugim. That's what Mitzvah Sayoyim means. But not that the day actually is day number 7 and day number 8. We do not say that."
Would this be related to the idea when we do Tosfos Shabbos and we want to make Kiddush before Shkia? According to
similar. Taz and Maharal, if you start the day earlier, it changes the calendar day.
Right.
Some people say that you have the Surim still.
Right. That's the whole question with what Tosfos Yontif and Shabbos accomplish.
Similar idea, no?
Yeah, it might.
You're literally changing the day.
It might. Yes, it might. Now, if you look, do you have the Hagos Meharav Meragichberg over there?
Yeah.
Good. So if you look at that commentary on the inner left-hand side of the page, in letter Bet, he writes, Nichtav Betzido, V'chein Morin Divrei HaToisvis, B'dibur HaKodem B'shem Yerushalmi, Osur L'Galeach, Be'erav Shabbos, Shehu Chef Tesla Avelus, She'osur L'Galeach. That you not are permitted to count to take a shave on the 29th day, even if it's Erev Shabbos. You cannot do so. You got to wait until the Shloshim's over. And if the Shloshim are on Shabbos, when can you take a shave? On the 31st day. That's what he cites in Neimi Yerushalmi. And he can't understand any posek. Now, does the Bavli ever talk about this question? No. There is not one discussion in the Bavli of the Gemara whether the day is split into 2 days or just the Nihugim of Shiva are over. Says Rav Ragensberg, how can anybody paskin against the Yerushalmi if the Bavli says nothing? If the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi, okay, so we think that the halacha is like the Bavli. Even though I can tell you definitively that the Rambam 40% of the time passes like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. The Rambam was a big Yerushalmi fan. And the Rambam never adopted that idea that Bavli Yerushalmi halacha kebavli. He never adopted that. But many adopt it. But if the Bavli says nothing, why should you be against the Yerushalmi? And therefore he can't understand that the Rabbeinu Yom Tov paskins that you're allowed to take a shave then on the 29th day of the month of the Shloshim. You got to wait till the Shloshim. Because the Yerushalmi says so, black on white. Black on white. Yeah. Good. Now, yeah?
He uses the term mi yakel rosho.
Mi yakel rosho. Who will be lenient? Who would be so light, irreverent? Kalus Rosh. Who would be so irreverent to paskin against the Yerushalmi? Yeah. And in fact, yeah. Good. Now, go to page number 3 for a minute. And in Shin Tzadikei, the last line of the page of the Mechaber, Shin Tzadikei, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber defines for us what is considered Miktas Hayom Kekula. Give me one possibility that is simply based on the words Miktas Hayom Kekula.
Part of the day.
Okay, so when Alois HaShachar arrives, is the daytime, and that's it. 10 minutes after, 2 minutes after Alois HaShachar, that's the end of the Shiva. That's not what the Mechaber writes. Kevon she'omdu minachamim me'etzel ha'ovel b'yom ha'shvi'i mutar b'chol divarim she'osu b'hem tov shiva de'mitzas ha'yom kekulo. Mitzas ha'yom kekulo. When do we start applying mitzas ha'yom kekulo? When the minachamim leave. After davening, and then people will be menachem. So when all of the menachemim have left, then you can. Loshna, turn the page. Loshna in the Mechaber again. Mitzas Yom Shvi. Loshna Mitzas Yom Shloshim. We apply the halacha of Mitzas Yom Kekulo for both Shiva and Shloshim. Kevan Shehonetz Hachama B'Yom Shloshim, as soon as sunrise comes on day number 30, Batlu Mimenu Gzeiro Shloshim. Batlu Mimenu Gzeiro Shloshim. Yeah. Adds the Ramah. Umirindinos Elu She'ein HaMenachamim Regilin Lavo B'Yom Zayin. I never heard of this practice until I saw this Ramah. That in certain communities, people did not come on the seventh day to be Menachem Avot.
So as not to delay the process?
So he said it's going to make it worse. You're going to have to do it the whole day.
But he says...
So then, Tzorich Lahamtin Ad Sha'ah Sheregilin HaMenachem Melevo B'Shar Yomim. Dehainu la'achar yitzia mi beit hakneset she'regilin lavo menachamim.
Sounds like they didn't daven in the house.
Nirali.
There was no minyan in the house.
That's what it looks like. It's crazy. Nobody came to daven. That's what it says.
So I guess they were going to the shul to daven as another.
Right. Udela kamar she'regilin lahamtin shah al hayom de'ein hadavar tolui rak ba'amidas hamenachamim. The halacha of Mitzvah Sayyam Kekulo is nothing to do with daylight. What does it do with? Only when the Menachemim stop coming.
So then why couldn't you do it at night? The night before?
We're going to talk about that. If there was a rite of Mitzvah Sayyam Kekulo at night, it would mean you'd have to wait till about 10 o'clock till nobody comes. We'll talk about that in a couple of seconds. Yeah.
He actually says, Kevan Shaldu, nothing. It's for that very reason that
yes,
you have to wait.
That is correct. Correct? Yeah. Now, if you take a look at... let me see where that is. Yeah. Turn to page 5. Yeah. So, actually, if you were to... Look first at page 6, the rush here, before we get to the rush of Megillah. Kasu b'toisvis rivam. V'zel shonam. Misafka l'rebi. Ha da amrina mitzas ayom kikulo. My Rebbe was in doubt. I amrina nami mitzas laila kikulo. O dafke yom b'inan. Can we say mitzvah sayon kikulo at night? Or must you insist on only during the day? V'nafkamina im ba'as lo shemua rechoka balayla. V'yashav mitzvah layla. Somebody got a message that a relative has died more than 30 days after the kfura. So the halacha is, a shmur rechayka, you only have to sit one day. Not even a full day. Part of a day. So what happens if you receive the shmur rechayka at night? And so he took off his shoes, when you're supposed to take off your shoes, took them off, and then an hour later he wants to be finished with shiva. That's it, because all he has is one day of shiva. Can he do so at night or not? For yashav imuta lirchotz balayla, or not? Ubelisov kasav, the mishum balaila lo mucha milsa. Shahare derech bnei adam lachlots min aleihem balaila. He says, you know why you can't do anything at night? Because there is no heker that you're doing it for shiva purposes. Everybody takes off their shoes at night. Nobody sleeps in their shoes. So when you take off your shoes after you get that message that somebody passed away, it's not nikar that you're doing it l'shem shiva.
What about all the other aspects?
So there are limited aspects of, and you need a maisa which is nikar to everybody. The mere fact that you won't wash is not nikar to everybody. Taking off the shoe is nikar. Sitting on a chair might be nikah.
There's no kriya for shmur rechoka.
No kriya for shmur rechoka.
You don't turn over the bed?
We don't turn over the bed. So, v'rashbam kosav, no'agim ha'am leishev mitzvas yom shvi'i v'lo balayla. That the minhag is that you sit even for a shmur rechoka. When do you sit? During the day. During the day. Umashiyosha mitzas laila bavilaso ein machshivin oso. We don't count that. Elo bayom v'lo yadayna time amai. I don't really know why you can't count the night. I really don't know why. For Rabbeinu Meir kasav im shama shmur rechayka balaila the mitzas hayon kikula. You can apply mitzvah sayon kikulo even if you hear it by night. V'yafo gab de gabe zayin lo amrinan mitzvah halayla kechol hayom kedam ra'leel ovel kevon she'omdo minachme me'etzlo muta beruchitza. What?
Havo.
No.
It's ovel.
Ovel. Kevon she'omdo minachme me'etzlo muta beruchitza. Mashma dafka biyom hashvi yom shvi. Apparently, for some reason, we do not say mitzvah hayom kikulo at night. Nobody is given a good svara. Why not?
A technical reason.
Why not?
There's a technical reason.
That what?
This heker thing. But it's
I know.
There's a technical issue.
But that heker reason was only for the shmur rechayka.
Right,
but a regular ravel who's sitting shiva, why can't he get up having sat shiva that night for now? And when the menachem will leave, he'll get up. Why can't you? There doesn't seem to be any logic why this is so. Doesn't seem to be any logic. And in fact, let's take a look at now in Shulchan Aruch.
It's possible that back then, you know, the practice was just holding them.
What is that?
possible that back then the practice of Nihum was only there because
it's a possibility. I haven't seen any evidence of that. There is a possibility because people didn't generally go out of their homes at night. You know, there's no light. People are scared. Perhaps.
Maybe he heard at night, so there's no possibility they're coming.
What?
He may have heard at 10 o'clock at night.
No, but that's for the Shmuel Rechaika.
Yeah, the Shmuel Rechaika.
Yeah, but what about the regular guy who's sitting Shiva and it's now day number 7 at night, the first night of the first part of day number 7. So if you go now back to the Shulchan Aruch on page 3, so the Ramah said you have to wait until the Menachamim leave, and then in Halacha Beis he says Shama on page 4, Shama Shmuel Rechaika Balayla. He says that you will say Mitzvah Sayon Kekulo for the guy who heard after 30 days and he observes just his heker. He takes off his shoes for 1 hour or so. That's all you need. That's all you need.
Why not the day 30th day of Shoshim?
What?
Why not the 30th day of Shoshim?
You will say that. Day number 30.
At night?
In the morning.
Why?
Okay, that's a good question. I don't know. Because he wrote, on the top of the line, he wrote, Kevan Shahaneh Tzachama, Miyom Shloshim, Batlo Migzera Shloshim. Why don't we say it even at night? I don't know. I said, I don't have a good svara for it.
It's only Shmuel Rechaika that he allows at night.
Correct. Not the regular Shiva. Correct. Now, if you look at the Bi'ur Agra, he says, Kevan Shetanetz, Kimo Shekasov, Sof Perek Beis de Megillah, the Ayin Barush, Simen Ayin Zayin. There is no Simen Ayin Zayin. I tracked that both in Moed Katan and in Megillah. It happens to be Siv Zayin. It's a mistake. But let's see what he's talking about. So go to page number 7. Take a moment. So the Mishnah says, Ein Korinus HaMegillah Velo malin, velo tovlin, velo mazin, that you cannot read the Megillah, you can't circumcise, you cannot immerse in the mikvah, you cannot sprinkle the ashes of the paraduma, and I'm just leaving out the last phrase for a minute, ad shetane tzachama, until sunrise. Vikulan she'asu mish'ala amur ha'shachar kosher. And any of these activities, if you did as early as Alos HaShachar, which is 72 minutes before sunrise, you are Yotze. Lichatchila, you should wait until all criteria of day have arrived. All criteria of day. Because there are two psukim in Parshas Bereishis, which generate conflicting signals. The pasuk states in Perek Aleph, pasuk Hey, Vayikra Elohim Lo'or Yom V'lachoshech Karoloim. God proclaimed daylight as day. Yor. That's nothing to do with sunset. Because after sunset, there's still plenty of day. So as long as there is the phenomenon of or, it's halachically called Yom. That would mean from the beginning of Honeitzachama until Tzeisakachavim is Yom. Just 1 second. And Choshech, when it's absolutely dark, that's called Lila. However, 11 Psukim Leiden, Pasuk Tetzayin, Pasuk says, Vaya'as Elohim Eshnei HaMe'orot HaGidolim Et HaMa'or HaGadol L'Memshelet HaYom Ve'et HaMa'or HaKatan L'Memshelet HaLayim. God created the two luminaries, the sun to rule during the day. So that pasuk seems to indicate that in order to be called daytime, you need the presence of sun, not just the presence of light. So the way Chazal resolved this was that lichatchila, you should wait until sunrise, when both criteria are there. B'di'evet, if you're in a rush or whatever it is, or you did the mitzvah already, then as long as it's already date, as long as it's light, that's enough, could be considered daytime. Yeah.
But doesn't the pasuk say vayhi erev, vayhi boker, yom?
Yeah, that's just to tell me that which goes first. Which one goes first? Erev goes before boker. Doesn't say anything about what defines erev and boker. Yeah.
Did you say that or was from nates to tzeis?
Yes.
Shouldn't it be from alos to tzeis?
I said that from alos to tzeis. Oh, excuse me. Alos to tzeis or nates to shkia.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Dusk is tzeis.
Tzeis is dusk. Yeah. 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 Now there's one other thing that the Mishnah says. Shomeres yom keneged yom lo titbol at shetanei tzachama. So shomeres yom keneged yom means that if you have a person who has some type of emission, not necessarily a sexual emission, so if he has that for three consecutive days, he becomes a Zav Gadol, and he's Tamei for 7 days, he has to bring a Korban. But if he has it day number one, or day number two, he just observes what's called Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. He was Tamei one day, and that's it, see? He remains Tamei one day, next day he becomes Tahar. Now, the halacha is that he has to remain tamei until the next day. And the Gemara explains, I don't want to spend time on the Gemara, the Gemara says that we could have compared him to a Balkeri. A Balkeri, because one time the Torah uses the expression Zav in context with Balkeri, is somebody who has a sexual discharge. That person is only tamei that day, not until the next day. He can go to the mikvah 5 minutes later, and at night he becomes what? Becomes tahar. At night he becomes tahar. So the Gemara says that's why the Mishnah has to tell me shomeres yom keneged yom. He's got to wait until the next day, and asks all the Rishonim. That's what the Gaon is claiming. Why can't the next day already be considered at night? And let him go to the mikvah the next night. That night. That's already the next day. What's the answer? Apparently we see that mitzvah hayom kekulo doesn't apply at night. So when will this Zah Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom get his release to go to the mikvah? Mm-hmm. Only next morning, after 2 minutes after the next morning. That's how the Gaon feels the halacha was established. That it's only daytime and not at night. However, despite the ingenious way in which the Gaon, and he quotes the Rush actually quotes that in Megillah as well, nonetheless, in Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeya, it says that B'shas Hadchak, if there was a real compelling reason, you can apply mitzvah sayon kekulo even at night. Doesn't define for us what's a shas hadchak, but there is some logic to assume that he's allowed to do it at night as well, even though the general practice is not to apply mitzvah sayon kekulo at night, only during the day. We're going to continue, not now, but when I come back, with the very, very interesting issue. What happens when the seventh day is on Shabbos? Do we apply mitzvah hayom kekulo on a day where there are no menachamim? You can't demonstrate that, you know what, I've been observing Shiva until now. All you have is just the Dvarim Shebitzina, but no Dvarim Shebefarhesya. Will we say Mitzvah Sayon Kikulo or not? And the halachic difference is, can the person get an aliyah that chakras in the morning, or even at mincha in the afternoon, or do you have to wait until on Monday to give him an aliyah? So that will continue with next time. The machloikis, achroinim, whether or not mitzvah sayon kikulo applies even on Shabbos.